To help support this podcast
and get exclusive bonus content and rewards,
make a monthly pledge at
patreon.com/universebox.
And remember to think outside.
Do not adjust your computer screen. It's your mind we're changing. Stories set to a theme. Think outside. Universe Box.
From the heavens to your ears, this is Universe Box, and we have some work to do. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And this is episode 17, The Planning Session. So if you guys have ever been listening to the Universe Box podcast and you were wondering, I wonder how they get all those boxes inside that one bigger, larger box.
The box.
And everything.
Box,
and this is basically how we do it. We have you guys, the listeners, and our patrons over on patreon.com/universebox.
Yep.
Go in and vote for the various themes, and then we kind of plan the episodes around them. I'll go ahead and show off the dock we'll be using tonight real quick. If I can here, let's see. There it is.
There we go.
Yeah, just a little dock with all of our topics. We'll get into all of these in a minute, but and then we're going to try and come up with three boxes for each topic. Just to give me and Amory a good sort of basis to build the episodes around.
Yeah, we want to do boxes that you guys are interested in. You know, if everybody hates us doing the idiot box, we're going to stop doing the idiot box.
Yeah, and we do have a couple of our this is functioning as our patron hangout for the month of May, which we missed because we got so busy with everything.
Yes,
and we did have other Anne Marie was in with us a couple minutes ago. I think she dropped off, but we do have Scotty Rowland. How you doing, Scotty?
You're muted, Scotty.
There you are.
Hey!
Hey.
How's it going, sir?
Sorry, guys. I'm good. I'm sorry. Hotel on crappy Wi-Fi.
You're on vacation, aren't you?
Yes. We're on vacation.
Nice.
Oh, where are you vacationing?
We're in New Orleans. Mm. Say hello to my wife.
Hello.
Hello,
Scotty's wife.
She said hello. So, yeah.
Oh, and looks like Anne-Marie is back.
Yes. Sorry.
Scotty, if we've never mentioned it before, Scotty's basically the guy who is responsible for us having the whole live.universebox.com and our own chat and everything over there.
Exactly. He set it all up for us.
Always been a big help. So definitely great to have him in here. And the other patron we have in here right now is Other Anne-Marie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Yeah, you dropped off there for half a second, but we got you back.
Yeah, my computer sucks, so I'm on the iPad.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you'll have that. I keep knocking over this recorder. It's
a
shame.
Awful location.
I know. And I probably should have got like some sort of extender for my headphones or something.
Ah, well.
It's okay. So, Other Anne-Marie, you're in Canada, right?
Yes, I am.
Wait, where in Canada? Abouts in Canada?
He forgets every time.
Ontario. I'm in the capital.
I'm asking for the listener.
Yeah,
not necessarily
I'm
for
sure
myself.
You
have
are.
A perfect memory. I've never forgotten anything. We all know this.
Blinking red liar.
And it's actually hot today.
Hot?
Oh, is it?
So it's 60 degrees.
Yes, it is.
It's that one
Celsius. It's 30. So what is that? Like 85?
Oh wow.
Nice. Bust off the shorts, put on some sunblock. Do they sell sunblock in Canada? I guess so.
There's still sun.
SPF 110.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
And I thought 70 was high for us.
Yeah, I just saw Bobby hop in the chat there.
Yes. All right.
All right. Okay, so I guess what we should do is go ahead and get started doing a little bit of this planning and everything for Universe Box. First up, Anne-Marie, why don't you go ahead and run down what the schedule is going to look like for this next 15, 16, I think we have 17 episodes on this list
now.
Okay,
you just want me to read the episodes?
Well, I mean just as far as like what the Universe Box schedule will look like over the next month. Or so,
okay,
for sure.
The next month or so is a little bit
because we're moving.
We're moving
at the end of this month.
Yes. So we're doing obviously the planning session this week. We're going to take next week off to sort of get our ducks in a row because we do usually put a little bit of work into our shows. Then for the 18th and the 25th, we'll do episodes to be determined this evening.
Mm-hmm.
We will be skipping July 2nd. Hey, that's my brother's birthday. Because we moved.
Because it's your brother's birthday.
Because it's my brother's birthday, and he'll be 22. hours or whatever away from us. Because we'll be moving the day before.
Yes.
So studio's not going to be ready.
It's a shame we didn't schedule.
There might be some boxes everywhere.
Tons of boxes.
Tons of boxes.
It's a shame we didn't, put a moving episode.
Why didn't we do a movie episode? I mean, we still
I was actually thinking of that.
Mm-hmm. We're not so good at that.
That would be, maybe I can try and like shoot something for it and we can do one in the next batch or something like that.
I think we can do that. We can make that happen.
Funny enough, the name of the show Universe Box comes from basically the last time we moved.
Does it?
Yeah, because the last time we moved, it was down to brass tacks, getting everything moved over from the old house to here and everything. And I ended up getting this big box and just throwing anything.
Oh, the everything box.
And it was called the everything box. And for like... The entire time we lived here.
It still has stuff in it that was never unpacked.
Yeah, anytime we think of something that we can't find, we're like, oh, go check the everything box.
And it's almost always there.
So we were going to call the show The Everything Box, but then it was already taken. The domain name was taken and everything else.
So we got creative.
Eventually, we came down with a universe box.
Yes.
And I will say to anyone over in the chat at live.universebox.com, too, if you're a patron, you can feel free to jump in here and come in and hang out with us and help plan the episodes. There should be a link to join over at patreon.com/universebox if you just click over on the new post tab, I believe.
So that's pretty much the next month for Universe Box. And then really after the 2nd of July, we should be back to something resembling a normal schedule. And like I said, we're planning the next 15 episodes tonight.
Yeah. You know what's really weird?
What?
And here, this is so weird that I'm going to show this real quick. First of all, it has a thumbnail of Scotty, which is fun. Let me see here.
The beard.
Yeah, but basically, when YouTube auto-tweeted the stream tonight, it just did like a bunch of like random Japanese characters. I'm not sure why it did that.
Chinese.
Sorry,
we don't know hablo.
Apologies to all nations near and far.
So you could probably read it.
I don't know. Let me.
It actually says, "I am at YouTube." Is what it says.
I am at YouTube.
Oh, does it? Oh, so yeah. It's probably the Japanese. Default is I'm going live on YouTube or something like that. So
nice.
But it's an awesome thumbnail.
That is.
Yes, it is. It's a nice blurry pixelated beard.
Nice.
Always good. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so I guess we should go ahead and start planning out some episodes here. Now, I you guys who are in here with us and those of you who are in the chat, I'll go ahead and post this over in the chat too. We do have a link to the doc we'll be using to do the planning.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to look at it, you won't be able to edit it.
But you can at least see.
Yeah, but we also have a list of all the boxes we've done so far, as well as a description of what they do. I'm posting these over in the main IRC chat. And I mean, you don't have to feel like you need to load these either, because I mean, yeah, if you guys know the show, you know the boxes and stuff.
Yeah, they'll be familiar. And I can do a quick while you're doing that. So the boxes that we have to choose from are the Wonder Box.
Sorry, there Anne Marie's adjusting
her
microphone.
She's adjusting stuff. We're good.
Sorry.
You're good.
No problem.
So Wonder Box, Memory Box, Tool Box, Soap Box, Game Box, Phone Box, Box Theater, Recipe Box, Music Box, Lunch Box, School Box, Idiot Box, News Box, Idea Box, and Mailbox.
Is that M-A-I-L or M-A-L-E?
For now, it's M-A-I-L, but...
For now, things can change.
Totally change.
When you were going...
We can go in that direction.
When you were putting together the list of boxes and everything, I think you noticed that some of our boxes had changed from the original...
They had definitely
...interpretation.
Changed. Yeah, I was like, that's not what that is now. How did we get confused? Mm-hmm. So I left off the weird boxes that were only used like once.
Okay, so I guess the best way to do this then is just to go topic at a time.
Topic at a time.
Right? Okay, so we're going to start with mythology.
Mythology.
What kind of boxes would go good with mythology? I should probably get that list of boxes up.
I feel like box theater would be fun.
Box theater, like
we perform like a, I don't know, Zeus and
that's
Hera.
So Zeus.
That's so Zeus.
Okay. That's so Zeus.
That's so Zeus.
I like
How many times
it.
Can we say that, by the way?
I think I'm actually going to go ahead and put that's so Zeus in here, just as like a...
Well, then you have to do a Dr. Zeus one as well.
Oh, Dr. Zeus.
Dr. Zeus.
That would be hilarious.
Here, I'll put / Dr. Zeus.
Dr.
I think I'm misspelling Zeus. It's okay, though.
Zeus.
S? I thought it was X.
No.
Okay.
That's Zooks.
That's Zoo. The X is silent. Go to the zoo.
Go to the zoo.
So let's see. What other boxes do we have here?
We haven't done a phone box in a while.
A phone box. Yeah, it would be cool to talk to someone like who has like a mythology
Kind
of background or something.
How would we find somebody who has to start calling colleges? Excuse me, do you have a mythology expert?
Well, see, the thing about mythology is it doesn't just have to be like classic mythology. It could be, you know, like a modern mythology of like the DC universe or something.
No, it has to be classic like, mythology.
No, not at all.
Do you not
maybe
see
you can
what
talk
is too
to Patty. Maybe you can talk to Patty because she's really into mythology anyway, and she does a lot of research on that.
That's true.
I don't know if she's interested in helping you out with research, but
We could definitely do that.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put phone box in here and with a
Zeus does flirt with everybody. Angel says so that could be really Zeus's pickup lines. Mm-hmm.
That could be
fun.
That
could be funny. Okay, what other boxes could we do? I bet there's an idiot box we could do for that.
An idiot box? Well, see, the thing is, like, with the idiot box, though, a lot of times that just ends up getting added in anyway. Mm. I'd almost want to include idiot boxes just because nine times out of ten, we end up adding them anyway because I think the episode's going to be short and it ends up being so short.
We could do a wonder box on some classic mythology movie mythological or story. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could actually, you know, because a lot of those stories are kind of short.
Mm-hmm.
We could read one of those. I don't know if it's whether it holds up, but we could analyze it a little bit.
We could.
Maybe. No?
Yeah.
It doesn't like that.
No, well, I'm just saying, like, what one? What one do we do?
I don't know. I don't know that part.
Any ideas?
All I can think of is Persephone. Because the pomegranates. Kaio.
Jalen Jade says, sorry, can't ever make the recordings due to work. We understand
Got
that.
You.
We understand if you can't quite jump in.
Michael Lucero is only in the chat because he's also at work.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even know what we're talking about.
He has no idea what we're talking about. It's fun.
Other Emery or Scotty, do either of you have any ideas for like a movie, TV show, something mythology related?
Can't think of anything right now.
You know what we could do?
I don't.
Because I've never... Oh, go ahead, Scotty.
I was going to say, Clash of the Titans is the only movie I could come up with off the top of my head.
That's what I was actually thinking, too.
Really? You see, the one I was thinking was the Disney Hercules, just because I've never seen it before.
Neither have I!
Oh, you guys have to see that one then.
Okay.
So why don't we decide a little later on that one for sure. But a Clash of the Titans or Hercules, I think, would both work
Those
really
would
well.
Those would both be fun.
Or Hercules.
Okay,
we're already down one episode.
I like it. All right, who's next?
Oh, Bobby says Idiot Box of Hercules in New York, which I believe is the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and the overdubbed. Although I don't think we could get away with that one because idiot boxes have to be like public domain or Creative Commons or something like that, so we don't get pulled down.
Sure, we don't want to get pulled down.
All right, this one, the 50s version of the future. Guarantee we'll do an idiot box on this one with how much like World's Fair footage there is out there and everything. Old public domain sci-fi movies, all that kind of stuff. It feels almost like you could do some sort of school box.
See, and I was just actually going to say, like, a recipe box, like, some sort of, like, jello moldy thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, I don't know. We haven't done many recipe boxes.
I think you should do, like, 50s commercials. They're just so incredibly tacky.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What were we calling where we just string a bunch of commercials together?
It literally just said commercials. It wasn't a box.
Oh, okay. So,
commercials?
I'll just go ahead and put commercials here in real big. We'll figure out the box later.
Figure out the box. Just shove it in. Not really news box. We always have an idea in a mailbox. See, this one always kind of confused me, this whole topic.
Well, it was just like, I think the general intent from when we were figuring everything out was just basically to be like that idealized 50s version of the future, kind of like they're touching on in the Tomorrowland movie now.
Ah, yes. Seen that commercial a few times. Oh, hey, Bobby's there.
Okay, so you have like reverse commercials?
Reverse
Like instead of having the woman in the kitchen, you've got the guy in the kitchen?
Oh.
Not sure I understand.
Well, you were saying 50s version in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So reverse the commercials. Like, you know how the commercials, in the 50s were all about like women wearing aprons standing in the kitchen most of the time.
Yeah.
So I have them reversed around when the guys
do a reverse.
Like, I was just trying to figure out what the seam is here.
Yeah. And I see Bobby coming in and out there. He'll be
yeah,
here.
He'll be back.
But no, I like that. I think actually.
We could totally do that.
Yeah. I could do the classic Anne-Marie school box.
You could take over my box.
Yeah. I could do like some sort of weird arts and crafts or something and play it in completely.
No, you make a jello mold.
Well, I
want a jello mold.
I would still want it to be kind of futury, like make your own robot or something like that.
Okay, fine. Make your own robot.
No, but it has to be something, something very stereotypical then.
A spacey alien. Make your own space alien.
Need to play tons of old cigarette commercials where cigarettes are happy for you.
Get your Winston cigarettes. Yeah?
Make chocolate cigarettes.
Make chocolate cigarettes. Well, we have a chocolate episode coming up.
Cool. Oh, okay. So I'll take it back.
Bill takes over. Hello, Jeff. Oh! Hello, Bobby.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight, Bobby?
All right. I get to have tomorrow off because I threw up my back today.
Oh, no.
Good. You know, if you don't want to sit up, you can totally be in the hangout just like laying back.
Yeah, just hanging like out. Posted on the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Just don't drop it on your head.
So let's see. Okay, so 50s version of the future. So we have two-ish. Kind of.
I don't know what to do with that, though.
Hmm.
I mean, it definitely has to have an idiot box.
What if we did a soapbox? Is the real future...
Or the 50s version of the future better.
Or the 50s version of the future better.
Sold!
I like it.
To the highest
Have you
bidder.
Guys seen or heard about the new movie Tomorrowland?
Oh, yeah.
We have.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it yet or no?
We have not yet. Seen it.
I'm sure it'll be happening because the Disney station on the Roku played that commercial over and over and over. Because they're like, I want to see Tomorrowland! I'm like, oh.
Well, apparently the big theme of the movie is like the 50s version of the future versus like today's version of the future.
So we have to go see Tomorrowland.
So
now.
We have to do a Wonder Box with Tomorrowland, basically, is what you're saying. Fine, Bobby.
But then it wouldn't be a Wonder Box because it's not something that you've seen before. So Movie Box?
It's true. It's not a Wonder Box.
But does it just fill you with wonder in general?
See, this is why we've always struggled.
Like, I can see. Have we done
picture
one?
Picture box? We don't have a picture box.
I mean, I think we've done stuff that we didn't watch before.
Right, but it was old stuff. We never watched something that's so new.
Something so new.
Because let's just be honest, if this doesn't hold up, that's not so great since it just came out.
So I think we definitely should do Tomorrowland. I think we should call it something different than Wonder Box. Well, it's weird though because that's like the standard reviewing stuff.
That is our standard spot. Well, we can come up with the name of the box later. This is just really getting.
Yeah.
You can call it something like Movie Box or Picture.
That's
box,
what I was like. Picture Box kind of works.
Picture Box.
The moving pictures.
Okay.
Picture Box. And let me Tomorrowland right.
Tomorrowland. Okay. Done.
Done. Okay. Tabletop. Here we go.
Yeah. Tabletop.
I got nothing.
Well, I think I.
Explain that one.
Like tabletop games?
Tabletop gaming, more or less. Okay. Like, I think definitely a memory, because I think we had discussed having Bobby over to play stuff, recording it, then editing it down to like a thing. So that would be
sort
memory
of like
box,
we did with
right?
Drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. Memory box.
Is that
box.
Memory box? I don't
you
think
guys
that's memory
don't
box.
Play any board games at all with your kids or anything?
We play one game so far. They're not so great because London takes over his life and just starts moving things.
The thing is we get games and then all the pieces get lost after we've played them twice. And then
our kids aren't good at games. Though we do
have
Scrabble.
Do you have any games that you played as a kid that you could use for Wonder Box then? Or are you just doing the memory box and are you doing a memory box instead? Because then you could say, oh, does it hold up when I played this game when I was 5?
Oh.
See, like, I could be down with that. Like, maybe doing, I don't know if one game would be enough for a whole segment, but like 2 or 3 games from our childhood. Like
Monopoly.
That would be kind of cool. Like, and I mean, I think it could be something separate from the Bobby thing too.
Risk.
But what were you gonna say, Bobby?
She said Monopoly, and that just like I don't know. I like Monopoly and I hate Monopoly.
Exactly. Exactly. You're like, oh yeah, let's play Monopoly, and then you start playing and you want to start throwing things.
No one's rules are the same. It goes on forever and ever.
Yes. We occasionally play on the iPad and it's the same way, and I'm like, oh, just take it.
See, the only ones I remember are like old Dutch ones, and they're all made out of wood.
We do have a game box. We have a game box.
Oh, we have a game box? Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Angel.
But isn't that more just playing a game?
No, game box. Okay, the description I came up with is, if you like playing games in the right place, game box lets us share different games and game reviews for your viewing and listening pleasure. Because we had the review from
the guy. Yeah. Okay. So I think memory box table. Like I like the idea of doing like a produced segment kind of thing.
Yes.
Almost like the one we had in the first episode, like the bloggy or well. No, kind of like the documentary kind of one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for Gamebox or Wonderbox, we can review a few games from our childhood.
Okay. Let me get shopping.
I hope no – oh, no. People are watching me type. Awesome.
Yep.
I'm all nervous now. And then Gamebox, like it almost feels like we should have a game about games or something, you know?
We could do that. Name that game. Like we just sort of like show a piece or give it – read a direction and like that people have to, I don't know.
Yeah, you see like part of the box, like part of the top box or part of the instructions. I know what you were trying to say.
Yeah, like we have some part and like interactive with the chat room.
I like that.
Yeah, guess the game.
Guess the game. I like that a lot. Okay, tabletop sorted.
So much easier than anticipated. Next up.
I can Marie's name better. Name the game.
Name the game.
Name the game.
Name the game.
Let's see.
I know you're thinking because I guess the gadget, but
No. Okay. I was changing. I was just Jalen Jade in the chat room said something about something fitting lunchbox. I just wasn't sure what he was referring to.
That fits lunchbox. What fits lunchbox? Oh, kind of, because lunchbox was the
The name of the game.
Was the taste test.
Because
we only did it for coffee.
Yeah, because that was for coffee. Yeah.
So
chocolate.
You can count on that for chocolate. I'm cheap chocolate, expensive chocolate, and I'll have to guess.
Here, I guess I'll show this doc to the chatters real quick since I haven't got to see it in a while. Yeah, for mythology, we have Box Theater, Foam Box, Wonder Box, and then 50s version of the future, we have Pitcher Box with Tomorrowland. Soapbox is the real future, better than the 50s version. School Box, Bill Takes Over in some commercials. And then Tabletop is a Memory Box, Tabletop Games with Bobby, Wonder Box, review a few games from our childhood, and Game Box, Name the Game. Next up is Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
I'm out. I've never seen it.
Fair enough.
You really haven't?
The Get nope. Other Anne-Marie Caught Up Box.
Okay. So what could we do with
the phone booth or phone box or
yes!
something like that.
We need to call somebody.
Phone box for sure. I'm trying to think, who do we know who has like a connection to Doctor Who or something? I don't know. We do have someone who has a number that could reach Sean Pertwee.
We do.
Yeah. Who's the son of a doctor.
Son of a doctor.
And we could interview him about Gotham at the same time.
That might not be a bad idea.
Okay, we're just going to put...
We'll see if we can get him.
We'll see if we can get him or not, but we'll put Sean... And we'll schedule that a bit later, too, so there's time. Maybe try and do it around when Gotham's coming back or something.
When
so,
they start filming again.
Yeah.
Because they're all, like, up front in Canada and stuff right now.
Newsbox might work with Doctor
Newsbox
Who.
Newsbox will definitely work, because they're going to... When do they come back?
They come back in, I think, September or October.
Then it's perfect.
So Newsbox, Doctor Who spoiler party?
Yes, Doctor Who spoiler party.
I like it.
Maybe I'll actually finish the last episode.
That would be useful.
I haven't watched it. We could do...
We could do Soapbox, favorite doctor, favorite companion.
We could do a recipe box. I could make something from the show because I actually do have recipes that are inspired... Doctor Who inspired recipes from a thing I did on Crunchy Coffee.
What was that?
You know, the little marshmallow man from the one episode where they kept it. They look like little marshmallows. I cannot remember the name of them.
The adipose?
The adipose?
Yes.
Sick how quick we do that. Sick. We're like, it's the adipose.
It's the adipose.
Yeah, actually, I might be able to get a guest to do something for that because I was in the Time Lord Chefs when I was doing my blog, and there was a couple of other bloggers, and we had an entire series of Doctor Who recipes.
Nice.
So I might be able to get them to throw in on that.
Excellent. I almost like I know we already have three boxes here, but I almost think doing the soapbox like debate favorite Doctor, favorite companion would be good.
Yes. Dr. Donna, all the way.
That's the thing is actually I think we both have the same opinion on companion though.
That's okay.
Dr. Donna is my favorite.
So maybe it's
too.
Not really a soapbox. I don't know. But I want to talk to Dr. Donna.
Maybe you can ask storytellers to call in or write in to say what theirs is.
Memory box.
Memory box, favorite doctor, favorite companion. That's why we have you here, Other Emery, because you come up with
She's
a good
got
idea.
This.
Unlike that Bobby over there with his beard thrown out back.
Bobby's injured. Bobby's injured.
He's a Doctor Who person. He knows more than I do.
All right, there we go. Sorted. Phone box, news box, recipe box, memory box.
Score. All right. Next.
And I know a ton of Doctor Who experts we can get.
We can get a phone box, if we can't get Sean Pertwee, which would be kind of awesome.
Well, the thing is we could even do like sort of like a little like mini like 20-minute roundtable about like anticipation for the new season or something.
Yeah, we should
try. When is – I just kind of curious. When is Doctor Who coming back?
Okay, you got it.
Season 9 start.
I have no idea.
Or season 9, right. It just says it started filming in January.
So it should be about September then.
Yeah, probably, because that's what it was last year. So.
Well, it should, because Downton's about halfway through filming their final season, mm-hmm. and they'll start in like October-ish. So
yeah.
It should be around there. All right, family.
Family.
We are family.
That's the song.
That's all we got.
Oh, no.
What? Your recording's quit, didn't it?
My card's full on the recording. That's
Score.
Fine. I'll just have to pull it down off of YouTube
That's
later.
Fine. We'll survive.
That's fine.
Worst
That's
things
fine.
Have happened. Maybe it's because you kept throwing it around.
Possibly.
So
no, it ran out of space. I forgot to clear it. Hold on. I'm not going to be able to hear anyone for a minute because I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, please.
Unhook my...
Okay. Let's see. What can we do for family?
Memory box for vacations.
Oh, what was that, Scotty?
I said memory box for vacations, family vacations.
Well, we kind of did that with vacation, though. But maybe something, definitely a memory box. Like...
Yeah.
We can just do general memories, Scotty, instead of vacation memories.
Yeah. Like, what defines... Well, home and family are very similar.
Yeah. Well... Family is, yeah, I think that was part of our definition for home.
Right.
So,
but what defines family then? Because, I mean, and I know you've got quite a few listeners that are not living anywhere close to their family, and they're living abroad like myself, and I know a couple of other listeners. So what defines family then?
There we go.
Because what defines family for me here is totally different than what it defines for you guys, if you're close to your parents or your, close family.
Well, we did something similar to that. Actually, I kind of like that. Like what we did in the fear episode with what are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of?
Oh, and have people send in the clips?
Yeah. Like we did for that. I'm just trying to figure out what we called that.
I don't know.
Hold on. Give me a second.
He's trying to
get into a weird box here.
Let's see. What else could we do? Family.
But I like that idea because I thought that video turned out nice.
Yeah, you know, we could do for a phone box. We could, we could do a phone box. And actually, we're moving and we're going to be near my family. We could have somebody over.
That's true.
Could be fun.
Would you consider asking your kids what they think family is?
Totally, they would love it because they want to be on the show as much as humanly possible.
Okay, here I'm just going to put this in.
Well, I don't know what your rules are of having the kids on the show or not. You know,
they've all been on.
We only let them on when they're not bugging us to be on.
Yeah, when they stop asking daily, can I be on the podcast? Can I be on the podcast? Like, no, you're crazy.
Because I think it will be cool to hear a kid's perspective. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I like that. What does family mean to you? And have people send, we could ask them. We could, everybody sort of send in a little thing.
Like we did last time.
Like we did with fear.
Let's see. This seems like almost feels like a Wonder Box would be appropriate. Some family-related sort of thing.
Yeah, but Wonder Box is something we always seem to revert to.
Yeah, and I guess this is really probably should be more of an emotional episode, too.
I actually kind of think...
Tissue Box.
Sad stories. Sad story time, the tissue box. Music.
But then
box.
You have to balance it out. If you do a tissue box for sad stories, you have to have one for happy stories too.
Right.
Yeah. Here, let me see here.
Because that's why I'm thinking, like, music box. Like, what songs remind you of your family?
So that might be a little weird for me, though, for various reasons.
Okay, that's fair.
If you asked them about me, it would probably be Devil Went Down to Georgia. let's see here.
For me, it's Frank Sinatra.
Actually, what about Toolbox, Ways to Cope with Your Family, or something like that? Like,
oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, I like
that. Yeah. Someone's jolly this evening.
I'm trying to mute it. My roommates came home.
Oh. Totally fine.
That's fine. It's entertaining.
Angel says, Jalen had to drop out. Bye. Angel says music box would be a good idea. So.
See, we can come up with what kind of music we want to do. It doesn't have to be, you know, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
But it just, like, music that reminds us of our family, yeah. Or it has a special, like, family...
Connection.
Okay.
Sure, but that's the thing, Bill. If you can't think of anything for your own family, if that's what you think of your family, I mean, you have your family with Anne-Marie and the kids as well, so you can think of that as your family.
This is very
in-laws,
true.
See,
this is why we need... Perfect.
Although I can't think of one or two songs actually with my old family that I wouldn't mind talking about a little bit.
So. Becca Baca says you could do a school box for genealogy. We actually have a genealogy episode coming up,
so
hold on to that. Or recipe box for old family recipes. I actually have some of Pop's recipes and my grandma's recipes. So like the gnocchis or Irish soda bread or.
Done.
Sold. Recipe like box.
Yeah. I think we should have like one other option in here. Just for safety's sake.
Excuse me. Would it be fun? I don't know if I could do. I might be able to do this. An idiot box over home movies.
Yeah, we could do
some
that.
Some of like, because I'm pretty sure my aunt has videos from when we were little, like at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And we can just make fun of you and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have poofy like hair. Perms don't work for me, but I try. yeah, something like that. So that's a maybe. I'll have to check on that.
All right, cool.
See, we were a little nervous, and then it all exploded.
Okay, let's do one more, and then we're going to tell you guys a couple things about stuff and junk.
Okay.
Hobbies. Hobby box.
Well, I mean, there kind of has to be a school box with that, because DIY,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'll make, but it's a hobby.
Well, we then want to hear your hobbies as well.
Yeah,
that might come out in an idea box, though. That kind of stuff usually comes out there a little bit.
Okay, fine. Figured.
Well,
Most of my crafty stuff is hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
hobbies. Lobbies.
Lobbies. Hobbies.
Bobbies.
Bobbies! I mean, kind of music box works. I mean, you haven't really been playing that much, but playing music is a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. A soapbox.
I mean, one of you would probably have to play devil's advocate, but a soapbox, so, you know, whether hobbies are important or not.
Yes. So
we'll talk about sports, and there we go.
No, I refuse.
Sports aren't a hobby. They're a crime against humanity. Don't get me started.
I mean, come on. You know that sports are hobbies for most people.
Sport ball.
Your children want to play sports.
They can play sports in college. That's fine.
Actually, a toolbox could be fun to go over different things that are usually associated with hobbies.
Well, I was thinking maybe do something like a toolbox, like how to find a hobby or how to
discover your own hobby.
Yeah, how to discover your own hobby.
How to find a new hobby in 10 easy steps. Something like
a
that.
A memory box for lost hobbies.
Oh, I like that. Oh, sewing. I knew you will.
I like it. It's in there. And what did you figure out something for the school box?
I can figure something. I mean, it's just a matter of making something.
Okay, well, we'll just
or
keep...
Or cooking, because baking is sort of my hobby.
Yeah.
Excessively. Interesting. Pinterest. Somehow, That actually is a how to find a new hobby.
How to waste your time by getting a hobby of browsing Pinterest.
Yeah, something like that. We'll come up with it.
We'll come back to it. Okay. We're about halfway through the list.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break here. And Anne-Marie, why don't you tell – first of all, if you want to help support us, patreon.com/universebox. But why don't you tell them –
that's how these fine people get to participate.
We've been talking a little bit about if we reach a certain level of support.
Yes.
Doing a certain podcast about a certain show. Anne-Marie, why don't you tell them a little bit about that and give them an update? Because we've come up with a name. Ideas. And we're probably going to do a test episode just to kind of – test the waters, yeah.
So many of you have been like, you guys need to watch Lost. Please watch Lost. We want to hear what you think about Lost. This would make so much more sense if you watch Lost. Well, we want to do a Lost podcast called We're So Lost.
We're So Lost. All capital Lost.
All caps Lost. But we need to get to, 300 on that?
Yeah, I think it's 3 or 325.
325, somewhere around there. And we're getting there. We're like at 176, I believe.
So, yeah, we've got some kick-ins this week.
We did get some kick-ins this week, which was awesome.
Some people wanting a Lost podcast, I'd imagine.
I think that's probably what it is. So we're working towards it. We're like he said, we're going to probably do that test episode probably before we move.
Yeah. I can see that. So if you're a patron, keep an eye out in the activity feed. Yeah. For a test episode, a beta episode of We're So Lost.
We're So Lost.
Where we watch the pilot of Lost.
So that'll be fun.
Talk about how we're scared of planes.
A little bit.
And stuff. Really. Okay, next episode.
Next episode. Christmas in July.
Patreon.com/universebox.
Sorry about that.
But it's okay.
I have to say Christmas in July was very normal in Beijing because people would dance to Christmas music any time of the year.
That's awesome.
Sounds like you have a perfect story to submit for our Christmas episode, Other Anne-Marie.
Maybe. I'm not sure what box it's going to fall under, but the three almost 4-year-old has declared he wants a Christmas birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So something around that crazy Christmas in July birthday party, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're going to have a tree up.
Well, you could do come up with some sort of like craft or something to do for it.
No! How to decorate for Christmas.
How to trim a
July
tree.
In Florida.
We'll make sure to get the palm trees in the background.
Yes.
So school box, how to decorate for Christmas.
Music box.
Yeah, music box, because I love Christmas music.
He just, after Thanksgiving, can't listen to it.
Yeah, after Canadian Thanksgiving, Bill. You can start in October.
He does. Nice. He always listens.
Well, actually, yeah, that's what I generally do is like around late September, early October, I just start like mainlining Bare Naked for the Holidays, the Bare Naked Ladies Christmas album. And I just don't stop listening until the day or Thanksgiving.
I could make a gingerbread house.
A gingerbread house? I've never made one,
Angel. That could be fun.
Anne-Marie, you have to like share your recipe for eggnog then.
I've never had eggnog.
Really? Okay.
You're not a
make
fan.
Make that your magic juice for the. Oh, you can't make that your magic juice. Maybe you can make that your magic juice.
We totally can make that our magic juice. I think my friend Christine has a good recipe for eggnog. I'll have to.
Didn't we send one to Victoria for that?
What?
An eggnog recipe? Or no, we sent it to the guys over in England.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Okay, so recipe.
I thought they were in Ireland.
I think.
What? Say it.
This could step on toes, but I would try and write it to where it would just be good natured and fun.
It's a box theater, isn't it?
Box theater nativity?
Don't go there.
You don't think?
Don't go there.
Okay.
Please don't go there.
I thought it could be fun.
That could be very touchy.
It's too tight a line.
Box theater parody of that Christmas pageant we saw at Six Flags with the homeless guy.
No.
No?
I don't want to remember that.
Basically, I'm saying I want to write something for Box Theater about Christmas.
I'm okay with that.
I'll just go with that for now.
If we can stay away from that part of it, that'd be cool.
Can I ask something?
Sure.
When is this episode planned for? Do you have like a sort of a date kind of thing? Like, would it be August?
Well, the Christmas one would be July. We definitely want to do it July.
Probably be like the last week of July is my guess.
Maybe you can ask storytellers to send in Christmas cards for that particular episode, but that means that you have to get the word out.
Yeah, and we have to get our new PO box.
PO box.
Sorry about that.
No, that's a great idea.
I'll go ahead and put that in the thing here.
Absolutely.
Do you need a Santa Claus for that episode?
We do need a Santa Claus.
We always need a Santa Claus, just in general.
The beard's only going to get bigger.
So you need to keep growing the beard.
Or you can just cut off the beard and ship it to us.
No! Don't!
No!
I think you scared everyone with that
one. Yeah, everyone's like, no, Scotty can't lose the beard. I can't handle it, man.
I don't want to get a beard in the mail.
Oh, Angel says maybe do like a twist on a Christmas story for the box.
That could be fun.
I'll put Christmas story.
Favorite Christmas gift ever received. Obviously decided to mute himself and participate in the chat room.
Let's see.
Actually, that's fun, too. We could do that for what we want for memories and feedback. Oh, our Christmas is going to be like an extra long
episode. That's going to be like a 5-hour episode.
Yeah. Do you know how much we're going to sing?
Do you know it's been like years and years and years since I got to geek out about Christmas?
We should give each other a present.
Since I've never given you a Christmas present before?
I just thought it would be fun
to open. And you've never given me one?
I thought it'd be fun to open a present on air. It's not going to be anything big. It'll probably be like sand and seashells. A palm tree.
Universe box secret Santas, Bobby says.
Yes. I will set it up today.
I was going to say, like, this is something we need a blog post about that we can
link
to.
There's a blog post, and I'll do it through Elfster.
Okay.
It's completely anonymous. I can be the only one who knows everybody's information.
I love that idea.
We're doing that.
And we can, well, I don't know how much we can promote that on the other podcasts since they're kind of, like, in commentary land right now, and we really don't.
We could record a quick, like, thing, and you could put it at the top of one because you haven't rendered them out yet.
I guess that's true.
Just saying.
Or for the next set or something. What was that?
What?
Sorry, I was talking to my wife and I thought I was on mute.
All right, but I think we have plenty for Christmas, and I'm sure we'll probably have an idiot box in
that's
there too.
Because awesome.
There's so much public domain Christmas stuff, it's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Dogs, they won't shut up.
Whoa. Nice.
Well, we are going to be doing a cats and dogs episode.
Maybe Bobby needs a dog box for the dogs. No, I'm kidding. Don't put dogs
in boxes.
The
doghouse? Doghouse box?
Dog cage box?
No dog cage.
College. The debauchery box?
I know, basically.
College is not at all the same in Europe as it is in North America.
I'm sure. They probably actually go for the education there.
Not the partying.
Not necessarily.
No. Oh, really?
But there's like no, you know how you have like Greek row and you have like fraternity houses and stuff like that? They don't do that at all. We don't even have, what's it called? Dorm rooms.
Oh. Hmm. Okay, see, I'm going to need you to send in something about the differences and all that type of stuff because that'd be cool.
That does bring up a good point, though. Do you want to do something on Greek life or something since you were Greek? Figure out the box and I'll write it down.
What were you?
Chi Omega. Yeah.
Yeah. She was a sorority girl.
Oh man.
Sorority girl
really
and a cheerleader.
Well, how?
What? Who's woeing the? Yeah.
Is it about like Animal House?
Oh, it's so not like Animal House most of the time.
That would make for a good.
Yes.
Or like, do we do Animal House or do we do something a little bit more recent? Like maybe like a college.
Sorority boys.
Okay.
Sorority boys.
Okay. Sorority boys.
We talked about it so much during the Superman episode.
That's very true.
What about something like, I don't know if this is feasible, but like first day versus last day? Like more like how did you perceive going to college and then leaving college?
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that's what I like. It's a decent idea. I'm just trying to figure out how to do it.
Maybe something
clearly I'm thinking that through too.
toolbox, how to pick a college, or like resources to help you pick a college or something.
Do we think our audience is looking for college?
No, not even remotely.
To reminisce about college.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm just trying to think here.
I know. Yeah, you're thinking.
I'm thinking.
Well, toolbox, instead of doing how to pick a college, how to pick courses, or maybe do both.
Or like ways to survive college, like, you know, don't schedule classes before 8 a.m., all that kind of stuff.
Classes aren't before 8 a.m. Don't schedule before 10 a.m.
You mean before noon?
Yeah, basically. Or Fridays. Game box, drinking games, but we sort of did drinking
games. Yeah, we already did drinking games.
Those are the only games I played.
Let's figure out a way to drink on every episode for most of the episode.
Drink!
The drunk box. Start off every episode. It lasts 45 minutes.
I could actually do recipe box and do a drink since my drink got corrupted for the alcoholic episode.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to do a mojito. Mm-hmm. Yes, I could do the Jello shots because I made those in a dorm room.
You could do like a mini jungle juice.
That's actually what I was thinking.
Okay.
I can make jungle juice. Actually. Oh, my gosh. What am I going to do with it? I can't drink jungle juice anymore.
We'll just dump it out. It'll be fine.
No, we'll give it to the neighbors at the new place.
Okay, make friends. Let's see here. I'm looking through. See, I mean, we're still in touch with so many of our friends from college. We could probably do a phone
box. We could probably do, like, you call one of your friends, I'll call one of my friends.
Or we could find a couple of our friends that were mutual friends.
Oh, we could do that, too. Yeah. But I was just trying to pull from different areas.
Like Aronoff and Kelly or...
Who was the guy that you had on a few times?
JG.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, he's fun. Maybe, like, I don't know. I'd love to hear him talk about how you were in college.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, phone box with JG and question mark. You'll have to pick somebody.
Okay, I don't know who I'm going to pick.
And we'll tell college stories.
Actually, a girl I went to college with lives in Orlando. I might be able to get her.
Is it someone that you were really close with?
Not terribly, which makes it more fun.
Oh,
we had in theater at Cleveland.
See, I was thinking you could pull in Kelly or something like that.
I could pull in Kelly.
Or someone from Cleveland. But I guess that would kind of like...
Teeny!
That's true. Like, the only thing I think about that is like...
I just keep screaming at everybody. Sorry, guys.
No, but it might be a little weird to if it's all one conversation with four people to have two different colleges in the mix. Or we could each do like a private one, like me and JG talk and then you and Christine talk.
Oh, it's dangerous. We'll never get to college. I could do Renee. Mm-hmm. Or actually, I could call somebody who I was, you know, Kai Mega with. Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody.
Well, we'll figure it out for sure later. We have had a request for JG, though, so I'll make sure he knows he's in.
He's been requested. Recipe box, ways to eat ramen. Awesome.
What was it?
Ways to eat ramen, but I'm already doing the Jello shots.
Well, we could do that kind of like a toolbox kind of thing. I mean, I know we have toolbox in here, but do it in that same format with the slides and the pre-written business.
Okay.
Ways to make ramen. And like I said,
not even necessarily ramen, dorm food. Because there was Easy Mac. There was ramen that I turned into Easy Mac. Peanut butter and jelly.
There was the containers from the Easy Mac.
There was the Ritz crackers with spray butter.
Chocolate.
Slim Fest. Oh!
We're at the chocolate episode. I'm going to let you name the boxes. I'm going to stay back.
What was it? Lunchbox was the taste test.
Cool.
Just get a variety of cheap versus expensive, and we have to figure it out.
What's the date for that? Because I might be able to get you some Ottawa-specific organic chocolate.
Ooh.
Well, we can definitely push the date later on. I know as soon as we're done planning out the boxes, we're going to set dates.
That's at least step two.
So
I can't promise you, but I can try.
That's what. Yeah, it'll be one of the late. It can be August, September, maybe.
Because they have a very specific fair trade chocolate here that is from here.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think
it's
like that.
Yes, it's chocolate.
Chocolate. We could do Wonderbox chocolate. I've never seen chocolate either. What's another movie
that's good, but it's long?
Yeah.
Willy Wonka?
I just saw
that. It's really funny.
Which one, though? Do we do the original or do we do Johnny Depp? I like the original.
I was going to say, why don't we do compare and contrast?
Okay.
The old with the new. Because I actually like the new one a little better.
And I like the old one.
With Johnny Depp?
Yeah, I like the one with Johnny Depp a lot.
Okay.
Just because it was darker. It was closer to the book, you know?
Okay, definitely caffeine.
Spoilers for our chocolate episode.
Yeah. Yes. Let's see. You know, the water on our own. I love that everybody's giving me their ramen recipes. and then Jello shots are greater than ramen. Don't worry, we'll have both.
Some people put an egg in it.
We have a recipe box.
Yeah. Recipe box, do an episode. Yeah, because I have a homemade chocolate recipe. It's paleo, it's vegan, it's all sorts of yummy.
Okay. And then we could probably just toss an idiot box on there, how they make chocolate, or how they harvest the beans.
somehow at some point I have to be able to talk about Hershey Chocolate World and the ride. They take you through how they make chocolate. I don't know where that fits.
I'll put it in a memory box.
Hershey's chocolate. Hershey's chocolate.
Yeah, and we can probably find some video clips or some.
Yeah, look for. I don't know if they have a YouTube video for that one, but apparently there is a chocolate factory like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory in Amsterdam.
Ooh. Nice. Yes, please.
I'll see if I can find it and if there's any information on that.
I love it. There's a lot of team. Thank you, Bobby. Team Anne Reese. They're with right around ways. Small amount of butter, not water. Nice.
That should do it for chocolate.
Okay. Depression. Well, let's have a nice sad episode. Toolbox ways to deal with.
I like that.
How to self-medicate.
Glug, 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 glug,
glug, glug, glug.
Let's see. Depression.
Phone box, maybe we could talk to psychologist, somebody who...
Do we know a therapist?
I do.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
I actually know a therapist. To just give a little insight, maybe as to how you can help somebody, like a friend who has depression.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should cut that toolbox thing because, you know, leave it to the pros, right? If we're going to have a pro, like, I mean, you know, us throwing our tips in there and whatnot is...
Okay.
That's if we fair. Don't have a pro on the show, it seems appropriate. If well, we have a pro on the show, it seems
why don't you leave it there, and in case we can't get the pro?
Then we can do that.
Then we can do that.
Okay, so.
Let's
see here. Actually, would I like music box, like songs about depression?
I could do that.
Because, I mean, like.
Or, yeah.
Heck, I'll just pull all my BNL albums, and we'll be good.
No, Bill, the BNL episode did not get chosen.
Yet.
He's just going to keep putting it on.
Are there any movies, like there has to be any movies about depression that can show you how it affects other people in life and discuss like, what you learned from it maybe?
I was actually thinking, and the only reason that I kind of stopped myself is because it's not completely about depression, but it's a lot about depression. What Dreams May Come.
I've never seen it.
It basically... it's a Robin Williams movie, Cuba Gooding Jr. Basically, this guy, you know, it's a very nice, happy family and everything, and the guy's wife dies. And over the course of a few months, his depression, like, sends him in this big spiral, and he ends up killing himself. And then the majority of the movie takes place in heaven, where he's trying to fight his way back to his wife because he can't. Because he killed himself. Yeah. Well, he's not necessarily, but there are like rules to it.
Got you.
He didn't kill himself, Bill. His wife killed himself. He is in heaven. He's trying to fight his way through hell to find her.
Oh, and she killed herself. Okay. It has been a few years since I saw it. Thank you, Bobby. But I think. Do you think that would be a good choice for depression, though?
That's a very good movie. I could see where you're going with the depression, theme. So yeah, I think that would fit as well as say like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yes.
You would rather
do
that
one? I like
Eternal
Sunshine.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm at least more familiar with it.
Well, yes. Well, Anne-Marie, you should watch What Dreams May Come. It's a very good movie.
Yeah, we definitely like great movie. Sunshine. That's all I need to write. I'll know what the rest of that is. Okay. Depression clear. Okay. Next is politics with the promise that we'll never talk about politics on any of the shows again, especially up through the end of the 2016 election, because everyone else is going to be talking about politics.
And we're not.
And so we have
elections this year.
Do you?
Nice.
Yeah. Well,
it's crazy.
Let me rephrase it. I'm not Canadian yet, so my friends have elections this year.
See, the crazy thing is that they're probably already covering the presidential elections in America more than they're covering your elections for this year up there. Like, it's like, you know, wall-to-wall coverage already.
Right. Well, and the funny part is that elections here, they don't get called that far ahead normally. Mm-hmm. Because they can call elections at any time. It's not like in the U.S. it's a four-year term. Mm-hmm. Here, if they decide they want elections, they can call it 3 months ahead and then go for it. So this is the first year that they have like almost a year to prepare.
Oh, wow.
Really funny. But that's not normal, apparently.
Yeah, I like the way England does them, where like no one can even announce their candidacy until like, I think it's like 6 weeks before the election or something. And then it's just like, we're running. And then it's done. Like it's 6 weeks and out or something.
Oh,
like
that would be glorious.
Yeah, right?
Instead of, you know, 3 weeks after the next election they start.
Okay, so politics.
Politics.
This is not a sensitive area at all. It should go fine.
We'll try to make light of it too.
I think that's the only way we're going to be able to survive it. I don't know, because I'm not nearly as political as you.
What if we do a soapbox?
A satire soapbox.
What was that, Scotty?
I said a satire soapbox, Saturday Night Live style.
Yes, a box theater.
Box theater, definitely.
SNL style.
I can play Barack Obama. You can play Hillary Clinton. And then I can play Bernie Sanders. No, that's not what he sounds like. See, I was thinking maybe like soapbox Republican versus Democrat. Like, I would really like to argue. Spoilers: I'm a Democrat. But
you're gonna make me.
I want to argue the Republican side.
Oh.
Like, or just like conservative, liberal, or something like that.
Yeah, conservative, like, liberal.
But you think over the top with it. Over the top. Just crazy about it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I'm sure if I'm arguing the conservative side, my opinions about the conservative side will probably come out a little bit in a humorous format.
The libertarian, though.
Conservative versus, I almost put conservative versus socialist. That's not right.
That's not exactly right. No.
Can you have a game box and come up with a few questions and see how many of the answers you know? Like, either Anne-Marie comes up with questions and you have to answer, and the other way around.
Political trivia. I like it.
That's good.
Because that's nice and non-confrontational. That's just facts.
That's just whether you're dumb
and that, and that also informs a little bit of, because you're talking about U.S. politics. Again, not an American, and a lot of your listeners are not, so it kind of informs us a bit, too.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. I like trivia.
Maybe we could even do a comparison of politics, or a brief touch, a school box, if you will, of politics in different countries.
School box politics around the world?
Politics around the world.
How about elections around the world?
There we go.
Because there's probably more variance in that.
Yeah.
Then you have to pick China as well, because I will have a story, like, I can share about elections.
Put her in the dock.
Okay. Subpoint, I,
Anne-Marie.
Other Anne-Marie wants China. To talk about China. Cool. All right. Politics is done.
Score, because I really thought that one was going to be painful.
I thought that one was going to lose us listeners. No. It'll be coming up. Okay. So let's see here. Exactly, Scotty. Okay, let's see here. Genetics.
We're going to get a genetics test done.
Well, actually,
but how does that fit?
Don't we have this from before, don't we?
We didn't figure out the boxes.
I think we
just figured out that we wanted to do the genetic testing on ourselves.
Okay, I'm just going to check real quick, because genetics, genealogy, yeah. Bloodline, school. Yeah, we got this. You can learn about my ancestor, the Indian fighter.
We've got quite a few interesting ancestors. Mm-hmm. And I've been spending so much time, like, I spent like 2 hours on ancestry.com today because my brother and his fiance were like, hey, can you put together the guest list for us for your side? I'm like, seriously?
All right, genetics is done, and we have the 23andMe thing,
I kind of want to use the ancestry one, because...
Fair enough. School box, I'll be teaching you guys about my Indian killing relative, Louis Wetzel. Mm-hmm. Toolbox, ways to track down your genealogy, and soapbox, nature versus nurture.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a good episode. I like the sound of that.
I like the fact that it's already done.
Okay. Cats and dogs.
But bloodline box is a little weird. Can we call that something else?
Yeah, I think that was like just a temporary name.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do it like a pre-produced thing.
I think we had a Did we have history?
Did we have a history?
Did
box?
I include it? I may not have included it because it sort of was a school box. I didn't.
Why don't we do that? I'm going to call it memory box just because it's like the one we did for home, the going back home and everything. Like, mm-hmm. I think like a pre-produced kind of thing would work for that.
Like seeing us get our results.
Like, you know, we're sitting at the kitchen table. Oh my goodness, I have the gene for male pattern baldness. You know, so stuff like that. I didn't know. I had no idea. I was going to be bald. Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Cats
so
and
Bobby's dogs,
dogs
are going to send in a voicemail.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Got it. I don't really know. We could do a Wonder Box of cat dog or...
There's a movie called Cats and
Is
Dogs.
Is there? Or Must Love Dogs or...
See, I'm trying to think back.
Milo like and Otis.
Milo and Otis.
I love Milo
Boom.
And Otis.
Done.
Homeward Bound.
Or Homeward Bound. I'm good
but doesn't
either.
That have a third one or a
so?
Third animal?
No, it's another dog.
Okay.
It's
so
two dogs and a cat.
So Homeward Bound we're doing?
Yeah, sure.
Homeward Bound.
The Incredible Journey.
Oh, we don't need the subtitle.
They have they have these lists for both cats and for dogs on how to treat your human.
Oh, maybe we could...
I don't know how that fits, but...
Lunchbox, is this human food or pet food?
Lunchbox, is this cat meat or dog meat?
He says to the...
It's a taste test.
He says to the new vegetarian.
Well, they're opposites.
They are opposites.
Kind of. Thinking.
I love how we always
just... Do you guys have any pets?
No. We have children.
Because otherwise you could do a toolbox on how to groom your pet, but it's kind of...
I have a
little bit.
Friend who volunteers at a shelter.
But we're probably... Moving. Yeah, but we're moving, so...
She just got a puppy.
She won't be your friend anymore. No, I'm kidding. She'll still be your friend.
Stop it! Don't tell me that!
No, you can't be friends with someone if you're not in the same physical location. Everybody knows that. Everybody here.
Well, then I have no friends.
Same here.
I don't have many. Cats. Soapbox, having a pet versus not having a pet.
Soapbox, cats versus dogs.
Yes, pro cats.
I will gladly argue anti-cats.
Team Emery.
Cats versus dogs. The final battle.
I mean, we could do a toolbox, like stuff you need if you have a pet.
Oh, by the way, Becca Baca, I didn't see your suggestion of soapbox cats versus dogs, but I'm glad we're on the same wavelength.
Everybody's sharing. Because Angel's like, that's what I was thinking. Awesome. How we didn't think of that instantly.
I know, right?
Pretty bad.
See here. Cats, dogs.
Meow.
Dogs and cats and dogs and cats and dogs and cats and dogs and
cats.
I mean,
we could do the entire episode like they do in Super Troopers. Meow, let's talk like this and see how many times we meow.
I don't know if I'm really into that kind of low meow humor, you know? It just...
I know, meow. Let's calm down there, meow.
Let's see.
I have a friend who is starting a cat cafe. Maybe we can talk, like, I don't know.
A cat cafe? Oh, is that where you get to go play with cats?
A cat
cafe? Yes, and it started in Asia, but they just opened one in, I want to say LA, like the first one opened, but my friend is opening one or in the process of opening one in Seattle.
Nice. I know that there is a dog one in L.A. because my friend has gone to one. She went and snuggled puppies and then she left.
Because I might be able to ask my friend if she wants to talk to you guys about cat cafes.
That would be
awesome.
I don't know.
I would like that.
We would like to talk to her about cat cafes.
You know what?
And I know she'd not mind getting her word out because she hasn't opened it yet, but she knows a lot about it.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm putting you in the dock again.
We're just going to keep putting you in the dock.
I'll go and text her right now and ask.
Yeah, I just put phone box, cat cafe, other Anne-Marie's friend.
Awesome.
Okay, all so right, that's three segments for cats and dogs.
Awesome.
Fitness.
I kind of want to do something yoga.
What was that?
I said fitness.
Gotta be fit. I had to sell my elliptical this week.
Hey, whatever. It went quick. Took a sword with it. Oh.
It did.
Let's see. Like different kinds of, I could do like examples of different kinds of workouts that you can do from home.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like I could do like a quick, like, hey, this is yoga. This is bar. This is
like a toolbox workouts you can do wherever.
Yes. Or yeah, workouts you can do at home or on the go.
Wherever.
Fine. Wherever.
Go ahead.
An idiot box of like an old 50s fitness video.
Yes.
Yes.
I could do a like a recipe box of how to take a not so healthy recipe and make it a healthy recipe and like
convert it. Okay.
Like simple ways to convert. This is going so well, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so excited.
I think a school box would be good too. kind of like how we did for the manners episode, how to be impolite, like how to work out badly or how to suck at working out or something like that. Yeah,
we could do that. What was that, a school?
Like always just jerk your arm really suddenly with the weight.
Do not bring a towel.
Always lock your knees up before doing any sort of exercise. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Comparing fitness apps that people are using nowadays on their devices.
I like that.
I like that too.
Do we have like an app box or something?
No, that's like Toolbox Part 2. We have like multiple.
You can make an app box.
I mean, we can.
Well, this is going to be a very instructional episode.
It is going to be an instructional episode, like how of a Fitbit and a Jawbone and a Runkeeper and Map My Run.
Okay, we have an app box now.
Cool.
Fitness apps.
Robots.
Robots. Robot dogs. Let's see here.
Compare the old robots like R2-D2 from like, I don't know, I'm really bad at this, Star Trek, Star Wars, whatever, to like the modern ones.
I could see like maybe, what if we had like famous robots or something
Just talk about famous robots. R2-D2, Wall-E. Mm-hmm.
What box would we put that under?
Robo
I like
Cup,
that though.
Which is not quite a robot.
What was that, Scotty?
The Robox.
The robot. The robot.
Yeah, Scotty, you just named the box for us. The Robox. Oh, not the Rebox, the Robox.
Doesn't Mystery Science Theater have robots?
They do. Actually, my friend Patrick has like an actual model.
Do you think we could do an idiot box of a Mystery Science Theater?
See, I think it's they're doing public domain movies generally in Mystery Science Theater, but I don't think we could do the actual episode.
Okay, I was just.
I don't think we could Mystery Science Theater. Mystery Science Theater.
That's where I was going. Yeah.
I think that might be
toolbox. Make your own robot. Ooh.
I actually know how to do that for less than $50. I still have the instructions memorized from an issue of Boy's Life I read in 1994. Done.
That's scary, by the way. A little bit.
But Boy's Life here, so I remember what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's really easy, actually. You need a trash can, remote control car, walkie-talkie, a couple other things.
Yeah, okay.
I guess we could do a Wonder Box, robot Wonder Box. There's a lot of robot films and television shows.
I mean...
Small Wonder.
Ugh.
The Small Wonder TV series. Do you have any shows that you've ever watched that had robots in them? Because we could do... Because with TV shows, we usually do two. See, is Jetsons based around a robot, though?
No, but that's all I know. All I know is I hate Small Wonder.
Steve Urkel did have a robot.
Oh, we know my feelings on Steve Urkel. Please don't make me go there again. I had to do the Urkel.
Do the Urkel, yeah.
No, not see. The Urkel.
Trying to think of a show or a sitcom or something that has robots at its center like Small Wonder does.
Let's see then, Mr. Robot. List of fictional robots and androids. So hold on, I'll come back to it.
Okay.
I can't think of what it's called now.
What?
I can't think of the name. Hold on, I'm scrolling.
Angel says there's a few 2000s cartoons that feature robots.
Uh-huh. Can't think of it. Can't think of it.
Well, we can't move on until you do.
I know!
There were a bunch of movies in the 80s with Alan Thicke called Not Quite Human.
Oh, I love the Not Quite Human movies, Bobby. Like, actually,
Futurama!
You know what? No. Based on Bobby's suggestion there.
All right, fine.
Not Quite Human is what we're going to watch for that.
It has a perfect sound effect.
Da-ding!
Ding!
No, but that's really good, Bobby. And I actually have like rips of all three of those movies already. I already have them downloaded. I watch them when I'm working sometimes. So you can't get them officially, I don't think. They never release them on DVD or anything.
That's hard to find. They put out some VHSs, but not DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can watch that one on YouTube.
Yes.
Ah, nice.
Split up into 13 equal size parts.
Yes.
Ding! I'm loving this. I was like, I don't know what it is, but I like it. Keep it.
I do like it. Okay.
All right, back to the future.
Two left. Back to the Future on the actual date. Obviously, Wonder Box will have to be Back to the Future too.
Okay.
Okay, so... Back to the Future. Memory box, like our experiences with the movie and our memories of it. I have a pretty crystal clear and interesting memory involving soda and carpeting for my first time seeing Back to the Future. So.
Okay.
Compare what they thought the future would be like compared to what it actually is.
Yes. somehow. I don't know how to do that.
So what box would that be?
Like Skype. Like they have Skype. You know, we have Skype. And they did video calls back on that.
In like how that one team in Miami wasn't there when the movie came out, but now it is. Stuff like that.
Yes.
So would that be like a school box?
A now box. It could be a game. We sort of turn it into a game. Sort of like those, the pictures, like find what's missing. But it's like, I don't know. Whatever. I'm stretching it.
Like I was going to say, like, no, never mind. I'm not going to say
it. Did it happen or did it not happen? Type game.
Did it happen? Did it not happen? That's the game. Like something that they predicted and then we play.
But see, the only thing I'm worried about that with is we're going to have seen the movie very recently. But I guess, yeah, we wouldn't know if it had happened or not. Like, I'm just worried that I would be too good at it just because I know so much about these movies.
Well, then you can ask the questions because I know nothing.
Fair enough. Okay, game box. Yeah. Game true.
Henry, you don't know the Back to the Future movies?
I do, but not nearly as well as he does.
Yeah, I've seen
I didn't watch them a lot. Like, I watched them because you watch them.
Yeah.
That's about it. I did go on the ride, but I don't really... I was, like, 9.
I have the ride on DVD.
Nice.
You have the ride on DVD?
Yeah.
Including all the hardware. Somehow they were able to store it digitally.
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, so, well, that's 3 boxes. I feel like we should have one more, just for safety's sake. What else do we have here?
I don't even know what you could do. I keep wanting to, like, say music box, but I don't even know how you would do that.
Yeah, because there's not even any real, like, food stuff.
I was like, is there any food?
Back to the Future
Is there anything
too.
I can make?
Yeah, there is that dehydrated pizza.
Ew.
I don't think we have a dehydrator.
We don't.
No, a rehydrator.
or a rehydrator.
The Crispin Glover box where we just talk about Crispin Glover for half an hour.
Even though he wasn't in Back to the Future too.
But with makeup, that guy almost looked like him.
And hanging upside down.
Nice. So like I almost wanted to do like back or box theater, but like that would mean one of us would have to be Marty, one of us would have to be Doc.
I don't want to be Marty.
Marty, we got to go back to the future. I don't know, Doc.
I don't know.
I could probably do a Marty McFly voice.
I can't do either.
Yeah. that was a little too much. What was that?
Back to the Future 4. Write your own.
Does that mean I have to see 3?
You know what, actually?
Yes, I do.
They're...
Now you're doing it on purpose.
They're...
His pain pills are kicking in.
Nice. Angel suggests music box with the soundtrack. I like that.
Oh.
That's the power of love.
It's the power of love.
Nice.
And I'm going to go ahead and put this in here. I don't know if we'll do it or not, but there's a rumor. There was always a rumor that they were going to do a Back to the Future prequel that shows how Doc and Marty first met.
Oh.
We could do that, and then you could play Marty since it's going to be a younger Marty anyway, and women can do little boys' voices pretty well. And then I can do Doc.
Okay.
So.
Sure. We can try that.
I'm putting it on the list. I'll probably not want to write it when it comes to it.
I guess you're roped in on that one now.
Yeah. It's on the dock.
Okay, and then this last one here is leftovers, and this is, we're going to be depending on you guys to send in, if you didn't get a story in for an episode or something, send it in. But we were thinking, we thought we should probably have a couple segments besides that in it too. One segment I was thinking of doing is like failed boxes from previous shows, like try and redo one that we thought didn't go so well.
Okay. What did we do? What have we done in the past year?
I mean, we don't have to figure that out tonight or anything, but I'm just going to put it
fail
in
fail box. The retry.
Fail box, actually. I like that better.
Just fail box.
Failed. And we should probably have one other box. What?
Wonder box with our first episode. Does it still hold up?
Or idiot box with our first episode.
That's too long, though.
Yeah, too long. I mean, yeah, we honestly could do that. We could do
kind of funny.
Or we could do Wonder Box for that first set of 4 or 5. Like all.
I don't want to sit here and watch us that much.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Wonder Box Universe
box number one.
Number one. Done.
It's kind of funny.
Okay, give me 1 second here. So that's the full list. I think we got it all done here. Let me see.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to find the list of topics, just the plain one.
Oh.
So we can go ahead and get these ordered and scheduled and all that.
Because
that's the last thing left to do.
All right.
If I can find it here. Okay, so...
Okay.
What ones?
What's the first? What's the easiest one so we can do it in 2 weeks?
The
Bobby?
The easiest one is the bell box. Bobby Hodge.
There's a Facebook chat going on my phone, and that's why it keeps staying in my bed.
Really, cats and dogs is easy.
Cats and dogs? Okay, we can do cats
and dogs. Yeah, but I'm, like, I don't know.
She is her cat friend. Person.
Oh, that's
true. Never mind.
I texted my friend, and I haven't heard back. Like, I just texted my friend, so you need to give me time to get
Yep, sorry. Back. I was just I just grabbed one.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try and actually put these in a Google Calendar that I have here already set up for it. Okay, so.
You have a Google Calendar?
I do now.
Wasn't that part of the thing? That
Maybe.
Can you pull up the list? Because I can't see it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, 1 second here.
I have, like, this book here that I'm writing things, and then we can transfer it to that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's easier this way.
Here, I'm going to show the list here.
Yeah. Okay. So.
There we go. Oh, wait. There, that's better. Yeah, we have mythology, 50s version of the future, tabletop, Doctor Who, family, hobbies. And we should also probably look here and see.
Actually, no.
Tabletop will have to be later.
Yeah, tabletop has to be later.
We'll move that down. Down the list.
Actually, fitness.
You think fitness would be a good one to start with?
Or robots? Well, I'm just looking at what we can do that we don't need to wait and get a hold of people.
We know Doctor Who has to be later.
Doctor Who has to be later. Back to the Future is later.
I'm sorry. When is the first date for these this cycle?
The 18th.
Of this month?
2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. We want to do one episode and then our leftovers episode before we move.
Yeah, and for, like, as you had to put the 50s in the family and the hobbies, do you need to contact anybody for those? For the family, you do, right?
Family, I do, because I want to try and get the DVD.
So you can't have that in 2 weeks, then.
Right. Actually, the 50s, the only thing I hesitate with the 50s is
the Tomorrowland.
Oh, yeah, Tomorrowland.
Yeah, because we're probably going to have to wait until we're in Florida before we can...
free babysitters.
Yeah, exactly.
What about the Back to the Future one?
We're doing that on the day.
Yeah, which is in October.
Right,
so.
Okay.
Hobbies? What was the school box we just put? Oh, I have to come up with something. I think we could do that.
Okay, hobbies is first.
And mythology can probably be after that.
Well, were we going to do...
hobbies, then leftovers, right?
Hobbies, then we're going to do our leftover episode. Then in July...
And then we have a break, right?
Right, we're going to sort of do that. So in 2 weeks on the 18th, it'll be hobbies. Mm-hmm. The 25th is leftovers.
And then you have your break, right?
And then we're off for a week.
Yeah.
And then... So off. Then on the 9th.
By that time, I've definitely heard from my friend, so you can do cats and dogs then, I guess.
Yeah, because that's about a month. Do you want to do that there?
Yeah, we can do that there.
Because I already texted her, so it's just a question of when she texts me back. So.
Okay. And actually, I mean, Kat and Adam have an excessive amount of cats.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably, like, film a thing with a cat.
You would have to.
I know, because you'll die. Then mythology?
Yeah, I mean, it's there on the list already. We already have feedback for it, thanks to Michael Lucero, mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so mythology. Are you marking these off as
I'm keeping them in a correct order, so.
Okay.
Actually, I'll unbold them as we mark them in.
Chocolate?
I can do that.
Yeah, because by then we should have the kitchen and all that kind of stuff.
I would hope so, if we've been living.
Well, I mean, like, we should have the house pretty much put together by then.
Right, and then the 30th is going to be Christmas, the 30th of July.
Okay.
So that we can do Christmas in July.
Word.
And that's after the kid's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to film anything at that. Okay, then.
Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm going to see when Doctor Who came back last year.
Okay. Yeah, since we're doing a Doctor Who spoiler party.
Start date.
That's right, Becca Baca. Fitness is good for early summer. Everyone wants to be skinny for summer. Did we do that yet, though? How did we not get back? Oh, no, we didn't do it yet.
What did we not do?
Fitness. Why did we push that one back?
23rd of August.
It comes back?
That's when it came back last year. So what date are we on now?
We are on the 6th of August.
So we should do one more and then...
Yeah, so let's do fitness there.
I thought we would do... Fitness was higher. Okay,
was
no, never mind.
No, we did hobbies, leftovers, cats and dogs, mythology, chocolate, Christmas. Well, I guess after chocolate and Christmas, having fitness is probably a good idea.
Yeah. So fitness and then Doctor Who.
Okay. Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Family?
Family.
Yeah. And then...
Okay.
Oh?
No, that's fine.
Okay, tabletop?
Family is in the middle of summer. Will you be able to get a hold of the people that you need to get a hold of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. And you're going to have, there's even going to be like family coming down to visit.
Yeah, actually at the end of July we have, they're coming down around when we're doing Christmas and baby's birthday. Hmm. He's never had a birthday party with family. So,
Bobby, how do you feel about tabletop, the first week of September?
Well, I mean, we can film that whenever.
Yeah, we can film that.
We can film it anytime this summer.
But do you think we'll be able to do that before the first week of September?
I don't see why not. I mean, that'll, I don't see why not.
So you want to do that the 3rd? Because we just skipped the 27th of August.
Why did we skip the 27th?
Because you jumped to September.
Okay. I can unjump. What do you want to put before tabletop?
College. Because that'll be right when school's starting again.
Actually, that makes a good bit of sense.
College, then tabletop on the 3rd.
Yeah, and actually, with how it's going here, we might not even need a babysitter for Tomorrowland. Tomorrowland, because it might be out on...
Wow, we have so many. Okay, then follow it up with politics after tabletop. We have politics, depression, genetics, robots. Man, we actually did pretty good here.
I think we should separate robots and the 50s version of the future a little bit. So.
Oh, we haven't even done that one yet.
So let's do 50s version of the future next.
Future.
Oh, wow, and Back to the Future too. Like, all of those are
when
all...
is that?
Yeah, they're all, like, right around each other.
We need to move those.
Let's see here. Why don't we move mythology... No, because we already have one from it. Why don't we move family down?
Okay.
So robots will go where family is.
Okay.
Would you be able to flip around, like, chocolate for the Back to the Future? Because then it gives us time to, like, maybe send in chocolate. Because if chocolate is higher up on the list, you might not have a post box yet, a P.O. box yet.
Well, the thing...
Well, not... It won't be... We could do depression there.
Well, like, the thing is, too, Back to the Future can't move because that's going to be on a specific day.
Right. Oh, right. Sorry.
Can't do genetics that early.
I was just thinking about that because if you want to try to send in chocolate, if it's too high up on the list,
that's
you won't be able to send it in.
That's very, very true. Let's see. So
let's
we have
do...
the Christmas thing, too, if you're going to try to do that Secret Santa thing.
I can set up.
Christmas is in July, right?
Yeah, we're doing it the last week of July.
July, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing Christmas in July, and I can actually have the Secret Santa set up and sorted tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tonight, even. it takes 3 minutes to set up. I've done them for a bunch of different groups I'm in. So do we want to switch chocolate with robots?
Yeah, we can switch those.
And that helps move that away from... Oh, wait, we already did robots for family.
Yeah, we already did robots for family.
50s version. Shoot.
Well, I think that spaces it out a bit more, too. Like, I mean, they're still all on the back half, but there's a few in between each one of them.
Right.
So.
But did we want to try and move the chocolate one is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, the chocolate one. We can.
But what are we going to put there? Depression or politics.
Politics.
Okay. I think politics would be better because weren't you trying to see if you could find somebody for depression? And you might
That's
need
true.
To
yes.
that. Okay, so 50s version of the future... Followed by chocolate, and then depression.
Yes. I just have to reverse those here real quick.
Sorry.
Oh, that's cool.
What is the day for Back to the Future?
Back to the Future, I think it's actually in October, so...
Oh, is it? Good, because we're to October.
Yeah, it's October 22nd.
Okay.
October 22nd, so go ahead and sketch that in there. Will we have enough episodes to cover it?
Almost.
Nice.
Okay, so the first week of October is going to be genetics.
Cool.
And then I think we're actually there.
And then family, right?
We already did family.
Did we already do family?
Okay, here's what I have. You tell me if this is wrong.
Okay.
So I have hobbies.
Uh-huh.
Leftovers.
Uh-huh.
Skip a week. Cats and dogs.
Uh-huh.
Mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness.
Uh-huh.
Doctor Who.
Yep.
Robots.
Yep.
College.
Uh-huh.
Tabletop.
Yep, yep.
50s.
Yep.
Chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Depression.
Yep.
Then genetics.
Genetics. Then we have family.
Oh, because we pulled family. That's right.
Yeah, so I...
Wait, genetics and family, should they really be back-to-back?
I guess not, huh?
Uh-uh.
Or they could, I mean.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're similar subject matters, but they have
different,
very different boxes in
okay.
them.
Okay, so genetics family, we need one more before Back to the Future.
One more before Back to the Future.
And that cover, moving. I mean, that's a...
What was that?
Moving.
Moving.
But by that... be far enough away from that you guys have moved.
But is that almost too far then? I feel like if we're going to do moving, we should do that like right away.
Yeah.
But it's more like talking about your experiences, I guess, or what stories people have about moving. And by that time, you guys would be unboxed. Or you could move some of the ones that are up top and flip that out.
Or we could build in an off week somewhere because we just scheduled like
for that, 3 months yes.
straight.
Yeah,
well, wait, when is Once Upon a Time is coming back late September, so you might want to have a break for Universe Box because of that. I don't know when Gotham is coming
Gotham's
back.
Gotham's going to come back. They're going to come back the same week just because.
Yeah, just because they hate us.
They ended the same week or a week off. They're going to start the same.
So having one less Universe Box that week might not be the end
bad
of the
idea.
World.
Well, I'm trying to think of a way to do... Yeah, so what week is that?
What week is what?
Like the last week of
September. The last week of September, we have Depression.
Depression? Okay.
Nice week to come back when you have Once in Gotham coming back.
That will be our Depression. We're like, I can't function. Okay,
well, why don't we move Depression, make that the skip week, and then move Depression between Genetics and Family.
Between Genetics and Family?
Between Genetics and Family.
Okay, that
works. Wow, how fitting.
I know, right?
That's going to be – October is going to be so exciting. Genetics, Depression, Family, and then Back to the Future.
Depression is the glue that holds Genetics and Family together or something. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Well, that'll be interesting.
Maybe we should follow that round with another batch of alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Drunk, too.
Oh, Drunk, too.
Drunk, too. Electric Boogaloo.
Well, then after that, we have Halloween, so it can be Chocolate Overload. Okay.
Awesome. I think we have that set then.
Wow.
So we'll get that up in a blog post tomorrow, I guess.
Blog post, and I'll also...
Actually, when we get done here, if you could type that up for me real quick, I'll put it in the show notes for this episode, episode 17.
And I can set up the Secret Santa link.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that.
No, I can do that, and I'll give people...
Yeah, because we should have, like, a special blog post for that and stuff, too.
Yeah, we can give people... How long should we give everybody to sign up? Because we want everybody to have their presents before the 30th.
Probably the end of June.
That's what I was
going to say. That gives a month to get presents. A month to sign up, a month for presents.
Okay. Okay. So we'll have it. I'll have it actually draw before we move.
I don't want to be mean or anything in that sense, but do you want to say and make it U.S. only because of international shipping costs? Like, it would exclude me, and I know that, but if you have people in Europe, it's getting really expensive sending to Europe. And if you say Canada, U.S. only, it's kind of unfair. So
yeah.
If you say U.S. only, I understand.
Actually, considering you're the person who brought it up, I think we'll go ahead and do that.
I have sent gifts to Europe and it's really expensive.
It's ridiculous. Mm. Yeah,
it is. And like even between U.S. and Canada, it gets pricey. So saying U.S. only.
Most people, I don't imagine, are offended either because a lot of things are U.S. only.
How about we?
And you can say your Canadian friend said it. So
yes.
Why don't we say international users can participate, but they can only gift or be given digital goods? Because that way the shipping, you know, like someone could send you like an iTunes gift card.
No, that doesn't work.
Oh,
but that doesn't work because U.S. iTunes cards don't work in other countries.
Still too complicated.
Around. We're just going to leave it U.S. only.
Okay.
U.S. only.
Yeah. Actually, what we'll do is I'll draw it on the 25th after our leftovers episode, or I'll hit the button to do the sort.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd rather it be done before we move so that it doesn't happen like while we're packing a truck.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. And if people complain, you can always ask them if they have better solutions.
And we'll do that next time, but this is what we're doing this time.
Nice. Okay, well, I guess that about does it then. So we have our entire lives pegged down for the next...
4 months.
4 months or so.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Big batch of episodes, but I thank you to any of the audio listeners who stayed here through this whole thing, because I'm sure it was kind of boring at parts. But we thought we would do kind of like a fun one-off episode, so we still had an episode this week, and you could get a little peek behind the scenes if you hadn't got to check one of these out yet. But let's see, for our patrons, our next hangout will be right at the end of the month, right before we tear down this studio.
Yeah, probably the last thing.
Yeah, and move to Orlando, Florida, and everything. Okay, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Amory, where can people find you online?
You can find me on the Twitters at AMDSimone.
And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Meeks. You can follow all the podcasts we do, including this one, at universebox.com. And you can pick up my book, The Trials of King Sparrow, at bit.ly/King Sparrow. And I would recommend anyone in here in the room with us join in. Until next time, remember to think outside. And I'm the only one who did it.
I have no idea what you're doing. Let's do it again.
Let's try it again. Until next time,
remember to think outside.
There we go. Yay.
Do not adjust your computer screen. It's your mind we're changing. Story set to a theme. Think outside. Universe Box.
Hold on, let me put up the title card to signify the episodes over. There we go. Yay!
Thank you guys so much for joining us.